Victoria Jackson grew up in a Bible-believing, piano-playing, TV-free home in Miami. Her gymnastics got her a college scholarship, but then she was cast in a play. She got the bug for acting. And then Johnny Carson noticed her stand-up and put her on The Tonight Show like 20 times. And then after that, you saw her in movies. You saw her on TV. 6 seasons on Saturday Night Live. And now she's released another book called Not Dead Yet, A Lifetime of Handstands, Art, and Poetry. She started writing it after a terminal cancer diagnosis. And it's a prognosis of roughly 3 years to live. Victoria Jackson, good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Good morning, Canada.
You have packed a lot of lifetime into your small frame there. And I'm sure you must pinch yourself at times to say, what has happened in my life?
It has been a very full, rich life, I must say. But the greatest thing of it all, the thread through my whole life, was Jesus Christ. I grew up in a home that went to church, Baptist church, three times a week.
Wow.
And my dad studied the Bible at home, and that's the greatest gift he gave me. And memorizing scripture in my Christian school, the Bible verses pop into my head still. Now that I'm 66 years old, they still pop into my head right when I need them. So that was the greatest blessing of my life, was knowing Jesus all these years. Hey, by the way, Todd, I got to tell you, I didn't know if this was Zoom or not, so I have lots of makeup on and I fixed my hair very fancy for you.
I believe it. Thank you so much. I can hear how beautiful you look right now.
Thank you. And young and skinny. Very young and skinny.
Oh, it's coming through loud and clear.
Yay. I want to tell the Canadians, I love Canada. I shot the Little Romeo show for Nickelodeon in Vancouver. I lived in North Vancouver on that little island where all the cruise ships come in and out of. Mm. I have spent time in Toronto, the Montreal Comedy Festival, Edmonton. I love Canada, and it's true, they're the nicest people.
Mm. Well, thank you for the compliment. We appreciate that. And for yourself, you've written this book now. Are you summing up your whole life in this book?
Well, here's what happened.
What's going on?
My whole life I wrote poetry since I was born to vent my emotional life and problems. And then I also did handstands everywhere because my dad was a women's gymnastics coach. So when I went to Hollywood and I was trying to stand out from the rest of the young blondes, I thought, hey, there's one thing I can do that no one else can do. I can stand upside down for a minute. And so I started doing that and reciting poetry in a stand-up comedy act. So, and I got the attention of Johnny Carson. And then I got the attention of Lorne Michaels for Saturday Night Live. And so that little gimmick of the handstand served me well.
Wow. Well, I'm sure other people might approach this kind of diagnosis a little differently. You seem to be just embracing this head on. Does your faith stem out from that? It's like, wow.
Yes. I've been taught my whole life from studying the Bible that the day you die is the greatest day of your life. And I don't think we should just say it. We should believe it and live it. And absent from the body, present with the Lord. Mm. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. And my parents, they were good examples of this for me. They were eternal optimists and showed me what it was like to get old and die knowing Jesus. And so... So anyway, that's what keeps me happy, is knowing that Jesus is real and he's our hope for the future. And, you know, heaven is real. And my purpose in life is to tell as many people as possible the gospel.
Hmm. Her book is called Not Dead Yet, A Lifetime of Handstands, Art, and Poetry. Victoria Jackson. It's been precious to spend some time with you.
Thank you, Todd. And remember, I put all this makeup on just for you.
I know.
Now I'm going to wipe it all off and start doing gardening chores.
Okay. Well, we hope you enjoy. You're going to be the prettiest gardener out there.
Yeah, the birds will appreciate it.
It's been a delight, Victoria.
Thank you.